I don't know about unity government per se, but definitely they need to be in the executive and the legislative branches of the government, because they need to continue working with the National Congress Party to implement the remaining of the provisions of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, leading to the conclusion of it, which is the referendum, and then to work on the last, the remaining of the transitional period until July 2011.
Fuad, but SPLM said that President Bashir would have a de facto government and will still be working with it. Umma Party, one of the biggest opposition parties, has said that it does not recognize President Bashir as a legitimate leader. What do you see forward in case there seem to be a coalition government? Because NCP has said that it will be willing to invite everybody into an inclusive government to resolve the problems in Sudan. What is your take?
I think that is the prerogative of the National Congress Party, if they are willing to invite the other opposition parties, those who participated in the elections, like the PCP of El Turabi and the DUP of El Merghani, or those who boycotted. However, what I hear, that most of them, they said that they don't want to take part of the government because they don't recognize the outcome of the elections, and they think that Bashir is not a legitimate president. But they can air those critiques and their opinions, but that will not affect the National Congress Party, because they have achieved their major goal, which is to win the elections, and therefore they are going to go ahead in establishing the cabinet, I think, very, very soon, and most probably they will invite the SPLM to take part of the cabinet. However, what is important for the South Sudan is their government of South Sudan, and their members to be effective in the national parliament, and their president, who is going to be the vice president in the presidency, which is a very important institution, to push forward for a proper implementation of the remaining provisions, and less so in the executive branch of the national government. And I think in that sense the NCP will try to maybe to invite one or two, or to co-opt a couple of the oppositions, maybe just as an incentive for them to calm them down. But if they disagree, they will go ahead and form a government and move forward, because they achieved what they wanted, and I don't think they are going to backtrack now just because of the opposition. They don't want to participate, and that for them is nonsense.
Do you think President-elect Bashir, will be negotiating from the position of strength, because he seemed to have had some form of legitimacy, although that is in dispute? Washington has said that it will be willing to work with President Bashir's government, although the elections were neither free nor fair. Do you think President Bashir will be in a position of strength if it comes to negotiating?
I think at the moment there is the political framework, which is the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, and remaining about 1 year and 3 months, about 15 months to conclude. And within this framework, the National Congress Party and Bashir is needed. And his party and himself as the president is needed to conclude the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. And therefore, during this period, he will think that he have got the upper hand and it seems protected, and to continue negotiating with the others in establishing the rest of the provisions. But the question is that the current outcome of the outcome of the elections is not actually generated a sort of incentive for political stability in Sudan. And that will be a very hard issue to undertake or to establish, given that most of the opposition parties, they don't recognize the outcome of the elections. And I think political stability is very important, even for the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. But since the two parties who signed the agreement now, they are in power, the SPLM in the south and NCP in the north, and they are the signatories of the CPA, and they have worked in the last 5 years, whether good or bad, but they have been working in implementing the CPA. I think they will try to conclude this CPA, and in that sense that Bashir is important more than the opposition parties to be part of the government or not. Unless, of course, that if the National Congress Party does not have the will, or perhaps that to derail the CPA, that's another thing. The international community and the regional powers, they will not accept that. So for the international community and the regional powers, what is important for them is a soft landing of the referendum, and therefore it is to do business with Bashir to make sure that there is indeed that soft landing of the referendum, and then to deal with the post-referendum issues, more than the issues of legitimacy and acceptance of the government and so on. I don't think that is the priority now of the international community and the regional powers.
The SPLM has been criticized for just participating in this ended election for the sake of it, because they fear that if they fail to participate, next year's referendum might be in jeopardy, hampered by the NCP.
Definitely there is some truth in that, and very clearly, but when the NCP, when the SPLM in the last weeks before the elections, I think they rethought of what is their priority, and very clearly that the majority of the South Sudanese, that they want to go to the referendum to vote for separation, for independence, and that will be very difficult for the leadership to put it as a second priority. So they put it as a first priority, and therefore the interest of democratic transformation and reform in the government in the north and so on became the second priority and maybe the third priority. And at that moment, in looking into this balance, they saw that what are the risks, and clearly a message came to them very strongly that if you keep your candidate for the presidency, that will be a risky business for the referendum, and therefore choosing their priority right, they sort focus on the elections in such a way that they have a government in this house, they have got a legitimate parliament in the South, and therefore the institutions of the South have got a new legitimacy, which is very important, and then to work with the NCP to ensure the implementation of the referendum and so on. And so therefore the critique from the Northern oppositions that the South or the SPLM again have sold or betrayed the opposition and so on, that could be not 100% accurate in the analysis, because the SPLM felt that at some point they cannot carry extra on their shoulders, beside the issue of the implementation of the CPA, the issue of the democratic transformation, and they made their choice their choice is to go for the referendum, and therefore it is up for the northern opposition parties, those who want really the reform and the democratic transformation in the north, is to pick up that fight, that opposition with the NCP, and not to put it on the shoulder for the SPLM to carry it forward for them. That is an extra burden that they don't want the SPLM, and therefore I think they made very clear where is their priorities. But I could see that after some point in the near future, the SPLM of the North, the constituencies of the SPLM in the North, maybe they will find a new articulations together with the opposition parties to resist the center and to pick up that opposition or that resistance to the center, but not the SPLM of the South. The SPLM of the South, their focus is very clear. It is the referendum, and I think that will be clear in their establishment or their nominations now for the executive and the legislative. They are going to get their heavyweight people to focus on the institutions and about the organizations, that it is important to work out the referendum more than issues to deal with the North.